Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance. From the GunBroker.com studios.
On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
I love fighting the enemies of freedom. I live for it every single day. So do you. That's why we do this together every single day, isn't it? 6 days a week on the air fighting the enemies of freedom. And there are enemies of freedom out there. But I got to tell you, before I get to my guest today, who you're going to love, we haven't had him on in a while. DeSantis, when I saw this today, it just kind of trumped everything because it's fun. It's not gun, it's just fun. DeSantis bill signing interrupted by Let's Go Brandon chants. Now, I'm from Florida, came up to Georgia from Florida. And DeSantis signed four bills today limiting COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Of course, that's a slap in the face to who? Joe Biden. And a crowd supportive of him began chanting and singing Let's Go Brandon as he prepared to sign that group of anti-COVID-19 vaccine mandate bills. And the fun part about it, he did it just outside of my hometown, Tampa, in the town of Brandon, Florida. Now, Greg, I know that had to bring a smile to your face. Did it not?
Oh, absolutely. I love that stuff.
I mean, this now, to those of you who might think it's coincidental, let me think again, because it's not, okay? That was fun stuff. That's just Ron DeSantis being Ron DeSantis and sticking it right smack in the eye of the resident in chief. What's his name?
The resident
Brandon or Biden? They both start with a B. Whichever one you pick, right?
You mean resident poopy pants.
Resident poopy pants. That would be Joe Biden, the resident. Our resident Joe Biden. Fun stuff from DeSantis. And he's also, I don't know if you know this, but he's also making moves for Florida to exit OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
I think there's a few states that are actually talking about this, but I did see the headline that DeSantis was targeting it in the beginning.
He'll get more news out of that than anybody else. DeSantis will. Why? Because there's speculation that he's going to run for president. Boy, I hope he does. It'd be great to see him on the ticket.
Well, Florida, hate to see him go.
Yeah, Florida would hate to see him go. But Charlie Crist down there is, he doesn't stand a chance in Florida. This guy's a chameleon. This guy he governed as a Republican, switched to the Democrats. When they didn't want to do what he wanted to do, he became an independent. You know, in Florida, you're listening right now in a number of areas. Please, put this guy to bed already, please. Charlie Crist, he was the original orange man, by the way. Charlie Crist was. Hey, before I go to Alejandro Rubian from New Jersey Second Amendment Society, we are still awaiting a verdict in the Rittenhouse trial, and I want to talk with Alexander about that too, and some other stuff, because he got in the face of one of the easiest get-in-the-facers of, and that's Murphy in New Jersey. We're going to talk about all of that, but we are still awaiting a verdict. If it comes down at this stage of the game, if they announce that there's a verdict, we're not going to be able to bring it to you because we probably won't have it in time. It's going to be at least an hour for preparation before they bring that jury in. But nonetheless, if something weird should happen, we will bring it to you right away. Let's go to the phones. Alejandro Rubian, one of my best friends in the world, New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Alexander, how are you, brother?
I'm great. How about yourself, Mark? It's great to be back on. Thanks.
I'm doing wunderbar. How's life up there in Jersey?
Well, I still can't consider Terry, but hopefully the United States Supreme Court will fix that, and you can come visit in New Jersey.
Well, yeah. Let's talk about it since you brought it up. You're talking about the New York State Pistol and Rifle Association case. I haven't had a chance to question you on that. What are your thoughts?
Well, obviously for us, it's a no-brainer. We believe the fact that we have to show need to carry a firearm for self-defense in public is absurd. There is no other constitutional right that you have to show a need for. And ironically, in the cities that need it the most are the most anti-gun, Democrat-controlled violent cities. I think they came out of the report, and they showed that in New Jersey, the 10 most crime-ridden, violent neighborhoods were all Democrat-controlled. And they obviously use that information to push forward for more gun control. But I'm optimistic the United States Supreme Court will strike down the New York law, which would, in essence, strike down New Jersey's law because they're very, very similar, if not exactly the same. And for the listeners that are not aware of it, in New Jersey, like in New York, you have to show what's called justifiable need or good cause on why you need to get a concealed carry permit. And in essence, they deny everybody under that part of the statute, except for people that are politically connected, judges, politicians, and their friends.
Would Bruce Springsteen get a permit?
He probably already has a permit, but that's a perfect example. When we did our undercover investigations in 2015, we actually have on video one of the police officers admitting, "Don't waste your time getting a permit unless you know the judge." And I said, "What do you mean by that?" He goes, "Well, I only approved one permit in 20 years of doing this, and that was because he was friends with the police chief and friends with the judge." And that really goes to show the double standard that exists in the system that they create.
It's corruption, with a capital corruption.
I don't know any other way to describe that. Exactly what it is. And the fact, it even shows the further corruption about how not a single county prosecutor in New Jersey, or even the New Jersey Attorney General, after being informed of this information, did not have some type of investigation to find out what type of corruption is going on with the concealed carry permitting scheme we have in our state, because they're part of it. And I think something that our side does terribly is how we always demonize and portray the left and Democrats as hating guns. They love guns, but only when they have them. And that's why I always try to correct people. It's like, listen, the Democrats, they don't hate guns. They love guns, but only when they have them. And
They hate your guns. They love their guns.
They love their guns, exactly. And that's why they create these systems, these schemes, so that only they could have them. And people like us, peasants like you and I, can never be able to protect ourselves.
How much do they charge you? If I went up there today to that very police officer that you have on tape, and I remember watching that, it was incredible footage. If I went in there and went through the entire process, the lengthy process, because I've read it to listeners, we don't have time for that now. Listeners, I kid you not, I could spend the whole hour going through the process. I've done it. It's ridiculous. But if I went through the process and paid, how much would they charge me?
Easily a couple $100 just to get a firearm ID card, just to be able to buy a gun. And that costs over $100. That takes, and it takes most of the time, people multiple days off of work to be able to go and apply. Then you have to make an appointment to go and pick up the permit. Then if you apply for a handgun permit, you can only buy one handgun per month, and the permit expires after 90 days, but you can get an extension, which then means you have to go and beg the police department for an extension. And given all the delays that are occurring and the backlog we have on orders, you might only be able to buy one gun because your permits will expire by the time those guns even get put into inventory.
Well, the one thing that makes me feel a little better about all of this is at least I get my money back after they deny me, right?
No, definitely not. You have to renew your concealed carry. If you're able to ever get one, which will never happen, you have to reapply every 2 years. And to show how arbitrary the whole system is, we've had people contact us after Governor Murphy was elected and sworn in to say, out of nowhere, my concealed carry permit is being challenged by the county prosecutor. And now they're saying I no longer need it after having for 20 years for my XYZ company. So it really goes to show the absurdity of the entire process, how arbitrary it is and how discriminatory it is, because you're really having a lot of people that they can't afford the permits, that they cannot apply because they can't, A, pay the money, and B, take days off of work because they make the permitting times Monday morning between the hours of 9 and 1 o'clock. So what's the most important time of a business week? Usually Monday morning, right, when everything's chaotic. So that's how they,
well, and
that,
I want to point out too, Alexander, we're getting ready to take a break, and I want to point out that all of this is intentional, listeners. This is all by design. This is not random. They do this intentionally to make it difficult. There have been cases that have been brought forward similar to the New York State pistol case in New York that is being heard by the Supreme Court. And it really doesn't matter at this stage whether it's a Jersey case or not. We can thank the Second Amendment Foundation through the 2010, and this is Otis McDonald's case versus Chicago, challenging that handgun ban in Chicago. We can thank them for incorporating the Second Amendment to the states via the 14th Amendment. Back with Alexander after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive 3-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines 2 layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My 3-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
My mic's live, Bert. My mic's live, Bert. We're cutting up on Christmas. I was watching the Jimmy Stewart movie the other day. It was The Flight of the Phoenix. Great movie if you've never seen it. 1965. Great stuff. But we all love the Christmas movie. And I'm pulling a Joe Biden, let's go Brandon moment here. Well, what is it? What's the Christmas movie with him? It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah, my mic's live, Bert. My mic's live, Bert. He didn't say that, but it's kind of like that, you know. My mouth's bleeding, Bert, is what he says. Anyway, I saw that Jimmy Stewart today, and it reminded me of it. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Random thoughts from the host today. What can I tell you? All of it being brought to you today by X Insurance. Don't forget, did you do your homework? Did you check it out? We'll talk more about X Insurance coming up after the next break. And we are on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone in the GunBroker.com studios. Let's go right back to Alexander Rubian, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, NJ2AS.org, NJ2AS.org. If you want to join that amazing organization. Alejandro, welcome back, brother. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Listen, let's talk a little bit about, before we go to Rittenhouse, which I want to spend some time with you, your election up there was very disappointing. Americans were watching that. Conservative Americans were watching that. Gun owners and activists were watching that election very, very carefully for obvious reasons. As we were just talking about in the previous break, New York, and as you just described, the hassle and the corruption that you face as a law-abiding citizen, having to prove to Murphy's goons that you should be able to exercise your constitutional right. We're all very hopeful that that will be struck down, and I'll ask you some questions about that in a second. But I can only imagine the disappointment that you felt up there when it looked like his opponent, the Republican, and how'd you pronounce his name? Cittarelli?
Jack Cittarelli.
So how did you feel? It must have been devastating.
Well, I was very disappointed. It's just very sad. He was winning up to the 23rd hour, and then just suddenly 80,000 votes came in, all for Murphy from Newark, New Jersey. And just swayed the votes over to the other side. And I was very disappointed. But on the flip side, the Democrats lost 6 assembly seats and 3 senator seats to Republicans. One of them specifically campaigned on the fact that he wants to get a concealed carry permit. And he took right out the most powerful Democrat in New Jersey, Senator Stephen Sweeney, a South Jersey Democrat, which his district now turned red as well.
Ed Durr, right? Isn't that his name? The truck driver?
Ed Durr, yeah.
We talked about him. That was wonderful, and I was glad to see what's-his-face, because that's what I'll leave him. I'm doing that intentionally. Concede. When what's-his-face conceded, to me, that was a big victory in the state of New Jersey. And it led to conversation on this program, and I think you'll agree with me. In fact, I know you will. But if these Republicans in a state like New Jersey would stand up and run strictly on gun rights in New Jersey and make that their issue, Alejandro, they would win.
Yeah, exactly. And
why don't
the
they?
Track.
You know these guys. Don't you talk to guys, gals? Don't you talk to them? Don't they know that?
Because the mainstream media has demonized this issue so badly that they'll portray you as a monster if you ever say anything about positive about gun ownership. And they want to, they push this narrative. Even when they fabricate this information, they still perpetuate these lies. You know how many times, like, you and I will look at something, we're like, that's not going to do anything for making our community safer. And the media acts as shills for these anti-gun Democrats, these anti-self-defense Democrats, and call it gun safety. It's not gun safety. I'm not safer because you're making it harder for me to get a gun and protect myself and my family and my property. But
that begs this question, Alexander. Honestly, again, I know you know this, but it just bore itself out with Ed Durr. This is how we have to take back this lamestream media garbage in this country, and that is to stand up to it. Because while they gaslight a lot of people, there's millions of people in New Jersey who see through that bunk.
Exactly.
And if they stand on that principle, because that's leadership. That's my definition of leadership. Let me use the example. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, and we know how evident it is, because like him or hate him, the way the media treated Donald Trump and just fabricated things
right.
and just attacked him over and over and over again, it just demonstrates how just one-sided they are and just how biased they are in their reporting. It's disgusting. I mean, just Project Veritas videos where you have CNN reporters, I don't even want to call them reporters, let's just call them activists, taking credit for getting Trump out of office. That's not being part of a journalist. It's absurd. It's outrageous.
Well, let me go down to Scott in Florida. Greg, if you could bring your mic in. I know you're very busy working behind the scenes. Was it you that told me yesterday that there was a rumor, you had heard some indications that Scott was thinking about running for president?
No, I'm sorry. I don't believe that was me.
Okay, that might not have been you. I heard that it was another conversation I had during the day. And let me tell you, Alexander, why I believe that will never happen. When you go back to what happened at Parkland and you look at the weakness that he showed as a Republican when he was running for the Senate at that time, if you recall, and what did he do? He capitulated to the mainstream media, and the media coverage of Parkland was incredibly intense. He was facing intense media scrutiny, and a leader would have stood up and said, "You can shut your traps. I am not going to screw 20 million of my law-abiding citizens in this state of Florida because of the actions of a violent, psychopathic criminal, period."
Yeah.
Okay, and he didn't do that, and he subsequently signed, Alexander, three bills, gun control bills.
Yeah.
That will haunt him forever for the rest of his career. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, because if the government actually did their job and saw all, you know, and actually investigated all the reports on David, was David Cruz is the guy's name, the psychopath?
Nicholas Cruz, yes.
Nicholas Cruz would have been arrested for all the domestic terrorist threats he was making. I mean, it was very well documented that this guy had a lot of mental problems. He was obviously committing acts of criminal behavior. And what did the government and the police do? Nothing. They sat around and did nothing. And if they would have given him one report, he would have never been able to have access to a firearm, and it would have been Parkland would have never happened.
Well, I look, Donald Trump stood up to the media, and it worked. He stood up to him. And how much fun did we have watching him point at the cameras? These weak-kneed Republicans who are too chicken little to stand up to the mainstream press. Ed Durr did it, and it worked in a state like New Jersey. And that is proof positive that that theory will work. If these Republicans, again, I submit this to you now. It's Scott's, if he runs for any higher office, the gun vote, what he did in signing those bills will haunt him forever as a result of his weakness, of his absolute weakness. I've just been told we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with Alexander a little bit about Rittenhouse. You stood up yourself, Alexander, to Tom Murphy, and we will talk about that when we come back. Alexander Rubian, New Jersey Second Amendment Society, on the other side of the break. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Hey guys, Mark here, and you know, from listening to the program, you know that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com. The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Wow, these breaks are coming and going so fast. This is in the fastest individual hours in all of radio. I love this. I live for this every single day. Welcome back inside the GunBroker.com studios. I am Mark Walters, of course, filling your prescription for freedom on dozens of radio stations across the country. Thanks for being here with us today. We appreciate it. I am, as I said, in the GunBroker.com studios. We're on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. Every bit of it presented to you today and every day of the week by X Insurance. Did you do your homework? I've asked you to do this. It's fun. I'm starting to get some emails now from some of you who have. Respond back to me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. If you have one of those membership-driven, quote-unquote, insurance policies, I want you to call the company and ask them specifically about your policy and see what happens when you get redirected and they start hemming and hawing and telling you that it's their policy, not yours. Check that out. All right, many of you are responding back to me. Why don't you make it simple? Get a real insurance policy from X Insurance. I make it really easy for you to do. Just visit armedamericanradio.com or armedamericannews.com, and guess what happens? Right there on the front, you click the X Insurance banner, and bam, it takes you right there, and you can start the process just like me. My policy just renewed, and it is my policy. $100, $250, $500,000 insurance policy with an A-rated carrier. It's Prime Insurance that underwrites the suite of products known as X Insurance. Please support the rest of our partners, Ledslinger's Whiskey, Tiger Light. We have a new promo deal coming out. Well, it's not, we're going to have a new landing page. I shouldn't really call it a promo,
but a new landing page for the Tiger Light Dad, the defense alert device, non-lethal self-defense, the best tool you'll ever see for that, the best one I have anyway. My daughter carries it. My wife carries it even when she has her firearm with her. MyPillow.com. Holidays are coming. Plenty in stock. They notified me yesterday. The promo code AAR. Pick up great gifts over there at MyPillow.com. Car Arms. I spoke with Justin today. We had some business to discuss. The CEO. You hear Justin, the CEO of Car Arms, on Armed American Radio's Monster Cast every single Sunday in the classic AAR roundtable. And, of course, don't forget, we're in the GunBroker.com studios. And one more before we go back to our guest, and that's the Double D Foundation, Daniel Defense, Freedom, Precision. Oh, check this out. The $14,000 shotgun giveaway is in full swing. We've got till the 24th. It's a raffle. Since it's not a giveaway, it's a raffle that supports the Double D Foundation, supporting youth shooting sports across the country. Marty Daniel and Cindy Daniel are doing God's work. DoubleDFoundation.org if you want more information. The Double D Foundation. Or, as I said, we make it simple. Just click on the banner at Armed American Radio and you can buy tickets, $25 a piece, just like I did. Armed American Radio listener won the last raffle and an Armed American Radio listener won the last promotion. So let's keep that streak going. Supporting the Double D Foundation is God's work. Marty and Cindy Daniel, we thank you for what you're doing there. Good heavens, that is the future of the shooting sports. And the Second Amendment are the kids. And forget what the mainstream press tells you. It is the number one most participated sport by kids across the country, but they will never tell you that. More about the rest of our great partners when we come back after the next break. Alexander Ruby in New Jersey Second Amendment Society. Let's get right back into the conversation, Alex. Let's move over. Did you want to put an exclamation point on anything else we talked about besides the fact I said Tom Murphy instead of Phil Murphy? Let me correct that. I caught that. I caught that when I was closing out, so sorry about that. It is Phil Murphy, not Tom Murphy.
That was a good deal. I thought it was some type of joke, and that's why I texted you.
Yeah, you thought that was intentional. Thanks for not calling me out as we were going to the break. All right. Go ahead and put your final stamp on anything we just talked about, and then I want to move over to Rittenhouse.
Listen, the most important thing is this guy took out Ed Durr. He took out the most powerful Democrat in New Jersey, Stephen Sweeney, with a couple of $1,000s of his campaign money, where 4 years prior, the New Jersey, the NJEA, the strongest lobbying force in the state, they had a problem with Stephen Sweeney. They spent over $5 million, and they still lost by over 18 points. And it goes to show, if you speak from the heart, if you keep it real, if you keep this to the foundation of American values, people are going to listen. The fact, even no matter what the circumstance of this most recent election was, the fact is it's still an extremely low voter turnout. Extremely low voter turnout. And I can't tell you how many people from our side, Mark, the people that believe in fundamental American values, said that they didn't vote because our candidate, or the Republican candidate, whatever, was not vocal enough on our constitutional rights,
right,
our Second Amendment rights, and so forth. And that's our biggest flaw. Democrats, they stick together no matter what. You remember when Bernie Sanders was standing there crying, endorsing Hillary Clinton? That would never happen in the Republican side, unfortunately. And what happened? Hillary still lost, but that really showed the unity that the Democrats have that Republicans don't. And I just know way too many fundamental Republicans that just said that they did not vote for their candidate because that person was not vocal enough on the Second Amendment, on the constitutional rights, and so forth.
Yeah, that's an absolute shame and a travesty. And we witnessed that a few years ago in Virginia. And look what happened when they did come out to vote. We took Virginia back.
Exactly.
Virginians have their state back. They're going to relinquish some of these gun control laws, no doubt about it. Yeah, those are such great points. And again, before I get off the subject of Phil Murphy, you just recently attended a press conference. Again, I love this. You're notorious. You asked him, tell us what happened. I want people to hear what happened. You hit him pretty hard again at a press conference.
Well, given the situation with Alec Baldwin, which I don't care what anybody says, my nephews know you don't even point a water gun at somebody and pretend you're shooting them. So as a certified firearm instructor, you never point a firearm at an unsafe direction, specifically a human being. And prop gun or not prop gun, I don't care what the pretense was and what they were told. You just don't do those things. So, I figured since Governor Murphy is a self-proclaimed firearm expert and firearm gun safety expert, why don't we ask him what, you know, let's say the three or four fundamental gun safety rules are. And if he would tell the state and the nation on his live stream at the press conference what they are so that we can potentially prevent another tragedy from like this happening.
You're so beautiful, man. I love it.
I mean, it was a very serious question because if this was about anything else, the media would be having a field day with it. But, what's going to happen now? You know what the media is going to do. They're going to turn to Alec Baldwin's recklessness and try to push for more gun control. And Alec Baldwin, who was always a very vocal pro-gun control, anti-American person, was always out there parading for more gun control. And he doesn't even know the basic firearm safety rules. So I just felt this is very
important. Was Murphy able to answer?
Why don't we ask the viewers to go to our YouTube channel, NJ2AS. It's one of the first videos there, and just watch how he responds. He is classically deflected. He plays this little game where whenever I ask him his questions, and this is why I'm convinced and I believe he's being fed questions from the media prior. Because if you watch the way he responds to other reporters and their questions, he's very posed. He knows exactly what to say. But with me, he sits there, he looks at his notebook, and kind of like a couple seconds pass by, and he goes, "Is that your question?" Like, yes.
You know he hates your guts. You know he hates your guts. You know he can't stand you.
And that's when we know people like us are doing our jobs. It's not my job to be friends with Governor Murphy or other politicians that we're interviewing or investigating. It's not the job of the media to be friends with these people. And I can't tell you how many times I've been at the press conference where they're just like, "Hey, so-and-so, happy birthday. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Party." You know, and it's coming from the governor. It's like, they're all pals.
Yeah, you know, it's all part of the inside dope. You know it is. We're taking a break. When we come back, segments fly. Fastest hour in radio. When we come back, we're going directly to Rittenhouse. And I want to get Alejandro Rubians. I got 15 seconds before the bell. Okay, so I've got a couple seconds. All right, very good. See, I'm jumping the gun here. I know that break is coming. I know the break is coming. I apologize. So what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to go to Rittenhouse with Alejandro Rubian. And when we come back, we want to kind of dig into this. I want you to hear his thoughts on what's happening from the Jersey perspective. What's going on? We're still waiting for the verdict. We still don't have a response. I really had thought if I had delayed money on it on Vegas, I would have lost that money. I thought we were going to be able to talk about it today. Back with Alejandro Rubian right after this. Don't go away. As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark, and you know, from listening to the program, you're very well aware that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is there are now over 6 million registered users. 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. And it gets better, because those 6 million registered users can view over 1 million items listed every single day. 1 million items every single day. I promise that what you can't find on your store shelves, you can find at GunBroker.com. And you will. It's real simple to register. Visit GunBroker.com today to get started. 100% free. Always will be. I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine, with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Gun owners across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions. So call us today or have your agent call us, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Daniel Defense, I just told you about that Double D Foundation. Make sure to check that out. Visit Daniel Defense at ArmedAmericanRadio.com and click on that and support that Double D Foundation. Let's not forget DefenderCoffee.com. I forgot to mention them when we came back from the previous break. Defender Coffee, I had a couple big giant cups of those today. Got a little jittery because I made a couple strong cups of coffee earlier this morning. The promo code there is AAR and get yourself some free shipping. Support the Second Amendment with every single cup of coffee you drink, every single cup. And I spoke with Clayton Llewellyn today at Heaven's Harvest. We are about ready to make the announcement on that gun storage box. That's about all I can tell you now because I haven't seen the photo of what we're getting yet. But when I do, I'll let you know. But that looks like it's going to pop in the next couple of weeks. Patience is a virtue. Another promo coming up. But if you want peace of mind like I have at home, HeavensHarvest.com. HeavensHarvest.com. Use the promo code AAR. You'll have peace of mind, food in the house, and you'll get free shipping on that box. We're also going to be doing some proteins. By the way, Greg, I mentioned the other day that Tyson Foods CEO had mentioned the price of chicken, his company going up 19% that day. Do you remember that?
I do. That's insane.
Heaven's Harvest reminded me today that they have a protein pack that is chicken, burger, and eggs.
Oh.
For all your protein needs. And the price is stable.
Nice.
And you can use the promo code AAR, so there's your protein. Everything else is going up. Heaven's Harvest has you covered. Let's go back to Alexander Rubian. Alejandro Rubian. Alexander, let's talk Rittenhouse. My gosh, I haven't had a chance to go over this with you. My God, we haven't talked about it. So let's do it live on the radio. What is your take on this, well, as we await a verdict right now?
Well, I mean, listen, it's very obvious. The process is the punishment, and that's exactly what they're doing to that, really poor young guy and just trying to destroy his life. The videos don't lie. The reason why he had a gun is not important. clearly those rioters and those looters and those violent people out there with guns that were convicted felons, those are the people that should be in charge, not, Kyle. And obviously, like I just said, the process is the punishment. They're trying to punish anybody that ever wants to carry a gun for self-defense to use against radical left-wing lunatic liberals that will resort to violence and burn down cities.
Well said, bro. The process is the punishment. I like that. I've not heard it phrased that way, but you are spot on, brother. And you're right. All gun owners are on trial here. Your self-defense right is on trial. Remember, this is a guy, this prosecutor, this binger, that called these individuals heroes. Alex, heroes.
Exactly. Yeah. It's disgusting.
Does it concern you at this point? We are now 3 days in and do not yet have a verdict. What do you read into that, if anything?
Oh, well, I mean, we can get torn both in both directions on that one.
Yeah.
It could show that they're either torn on to convict him or torn to, you know, prove his innocence. And I'm already seeing throughout social media the riots that are going to happen and the violence that's going to happen if they acquit him of everything. And that's something that I think the jurors know and might sway them into deciding, you know, let's make him guilty on something so we can appease the left and make sure that they don't burn down our city again.
You know, I was looking at this yesterday, but analyzing this over the last few days, obviously, and I found it interesting that 2 hours into the first day of deliberation, they requested from the judge 11 pages of the jury instruction that included the 6 pages of self-defense, and then went back the next day to see the video of Rosenbaum, which was the first incident that occurred that night before Grosskreutz and before Huber and Jump Kick Man and the others. And that to me was telling that they were thinking, okay, this looks like self-defense. Let's get clarification. Then let's go back. It almost made me think they've got questions about Rosenbaum. But again, it's impossible to read into this stuff. We just simply have the benefit of hindsight when we see it go down. This is not a sequestered jury. So, you know, there's grounds. I don't know. We're going to see grounds for appeal. I think the defense is already making that case with the, you know, request for mistrial, first with prejudice, knowing they're not going to get it with prejudice, then without prejudice because of the quality of the tape. So who knows? Right now, though, I'm not too worried about the 3 days because they're working on a business schedule. The jury is not sequestered. But you are right. They're seeing this stuff. You just had MSNBC tossed out of the courtroom because one of their left-wing reporters was apparently chasing down the jury bus. So the whole thing is a mess at this stage of the game. Yeah, this just happened about an hour ago, a couple hours ago. So do you think he walks? Let's get your opinion on this, right or wrong. Obviously, none of us know. Do you think he walks?
Do I think he walks?
Yeah.
Based on, I think, the excellent job the judge has been doing, I believe he'll walk.
I hope you're right on that. I hope you're right on that. I don't think that this should, as I've made it very clear, I don't think this should have been prosecuted. When we saw what the prosecutor did in holding up these convicted felons, these rioters that were destroying the town that he lives in, and holding them up as heroes, to me it's hard to wrap my head around that. And that showed me a sense of desperation, right?
And that's, you know, you touched on this earlier about when people are like, well, how could this make any sense when we discuss New Jersey gun laws? It's not supposed to make sense. This is part of their agenda. And with this prosecutor, it's part of his agenda. Anybody in their minds, anybody that owns or possesses or carries guns are automatically terrorists. There's no reason why anybody, any civilian, should ever possess a firearm or even be able to own one. We have the videos. Look at all of our undercover videos that we've had. The prosecutors, the cops, the civilians, you name it. Throughout New Jersey, these people are so indoctrinated. They firmly believe guns are bad. Nobody should ever own them. And if you own a gun, you're a terrorist. And that's the first step. I remember, going back in college when I took a course on genocide. And I'm not saying there's going to be a genocide, but, you know, one of the first things they taught us in these classes was through all the propaganda. And my family's survivors of the Armenian genocide, so that's why I take all this stuff to heart. But, you know, when you look at the Holocaust and the Armenian genocide, what did those quote-unquote leaders, what did Hitler and the Ottoman Turks do? For months and years, they pushed that propaganda. Oh, the Jews, the Armenians, they're Burmans, they're leeches of society. They're this, they're that. They demonized that. So when they eradicated millions of Armenians and millions of Jews, people are like, well, you know, those people were terrorists. They were leeches. Hitler told me the Jews were Burmans, you know, probably better off without them. And that's exactly why they push this narrative that people like you and I that want to own guns for self-defense and for any other reason, we don't have to give a reason, right? It's our inalienable, God-given right that's codified in the Constitution. The Constitution doesn't provide us those rights. God does. Our natural rights do. And that's why they want to demonize us. So the next time they have a trial for anything and people are on there, they're going to say, well, you know, anybody that wants to carry a gun for self-defense, those people are terrorists. That's what they're going to default to thinking, and that's what they're banking on. They want to sway public opinion. They want to manipulate people. They want to brainwash people. Eric Holder's own words, they want to brainwash people. It's not speculation. I'm not fear-mongering here. This is what they've been doing.
Listen, I'm going to have to give – I wish I had another hour, my brother. I could keep going with you. We've only got 30 seconds left. But I'm going to leave that with you because you're spot on. This is agenda over – rights. It's agenda over freedom. It is agenda over the people and the safety of their people. We've talked about it in Chicago ad nauseum. Alexander Rubium, NJS2A.org. NJS2A.org. Alexander, thanks for doing God's work up there. We're going to get up and do it again tomorrow, America. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll see you on the radio.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.